Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Jillian Rogers. This week on AK, Witness. Thousands travel from around the state to attend the Elders and Youth Conference and the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention each year. The week is considered by many as one of celebration, a time to see old friends and make new ones. This year was different. After numerous discussions throughout the week about Alaska's high rate of suicide, a man decided to take his own life in a very public way on the last day of the convention. Almost a week later, KTOO's Jennifer Canfield is still thinking about that moment and what happened after.
I've been going to the Elders and Youth Conference, or the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention, off and on since I was in middle school. These two annual events are like holidays, a week-long celebration with old friends and far-flung relatives. It's an opportunity for Alaska Natives to build consensus on issues and determine the AFN's agenda for the coming year. But some very difficult and emotionally draining conversations also take place during this time. Suicide is an issue, among others, that's typically addressed in some way at each year's convention.
When we look into the eyes of another person and can plainly see that their passion for life is missing or lacking for some reason, we must ask, how have we allowed this to become acceptable or even commonplace? We must ask, how can we help make things...
That's John Baker, the musher, announcing his initiative to address social problems in rural Alaska on Friday. He wants to recruit what he calls wellness ambassadors in every community across the state to offer help to those dealing with domestic violence, suicide, or drug and alcohol abuse. The day after Baker's announcement, something happened. I'm going to tell you the story of how I experienced the suicide that took place at the Dena'ina Convention Center Saturday. Not because I want to, but because I feel like I need to. The first thing I heard was what sounded like a gun going off, and then there were cries. I was on the third floor preparing for an interview. I ran over to the concourse railing with everyone else to see what had happened. I saw a man face down on the first floor. I still thought he must have been shot. Until I overheard someone say that he jumped. A moment later, I turned my recorder on and pulled out my phone. I walked halfway down the stairs to a landing overlooking the scene below and took a picture. Dena'ina Center and AFN staff went after a photojournalist, trying to take away his camera before a police officer intervened. A few minutes later, another reporter told me that a woman had collapsed on the floor after the man had jumped. I called my coworker in Juneau.
Oh my God, it's so f***ed up right now. Can you help write something right now?
Later that night, I visited with a few close friends, including one who was there. She said she heard someone desperately scream no as the man mounted the railing. I later watched the video of what was happening on stage at that time. AFN co-chair Anna Hoffman announced to the audience what had happened.
This ability of our languages to help us. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to interrupt here for a moment. There's been a tragic accident, and let's just stay very calm, and if we can stand and have a moment of silence. Please stay in this room if you can. There's been an accident outside of this room, and this is not the first time this has happened in this convention center. It's an incident that has happened once before, to my understanding. There's a person who has just been deceased, so let's please stand and have a moment of silence.
I returned to my hotel early that night. I had work to do, but instead I lied on the bed with my shoes and jacket on and closed my eyes. I awoke suddenly, a few minutes later, jolted by a dream that the man was standing in front of me. This man whose face I'd never seen, whose voice I'd never heard. And I worried that maybe he'd changed his mind a second too late.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, have mercy on us. O Most Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, cleanse us from our sins. O Lord, be with us at this moment and guide us and provide us comfort and strength and unity and peace. In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Jennifer Canfield is a reporter and editor at KTOO in Juneau.